For through the generations of time, since I left the seed in the earth, I have desired that men would grow, that men would take that which I left and bring forth fruit in the earth. Not that my church would be diminished, that it would come forth in multiplicity and power and strength and replicate the exact image of what was left. Know this, that those who seek me, those who come to a place where the ceiling of their life gets so thick that there's hardly motivation to go further, and there's hardly the strength emotionally to proceed any further, those who will resist and those who will press past the ceilings in their life, and the churches that will press past the ceilings of spiritual places that they've come to, with a desire to say there is more and we must have more. These are the ones in these days that I am searching. As I said in my word, that my spirit and my eyes search throughout the earth, seeking to show myself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards me. This is the perfecting of the heart, is the hearts that lean to the scriptures and hold to those things that were left and say, let these things be replicated in us once again. Despite the ceilings, despite all of everything camped in the emotional realm and in the physical realm and in every realm to detour and to bring forth every argument that there will not be that which has been, know this, that which has been will also be replicated again in the lives of those who will press past the ceilings and will fight and stand and fight and stand. There'll come an hour in which the ceilings will be broken. There'll come an hour in which refreshings will come. Kehare esidiato e kalahorede di makota. For often say, many say, this will come on all, but it will not come on all. For not all of those who call me by name will experience this. They'll watch in awe and wonder as my church, those who have pressed past the ceilings of the flesh, enter into a place that replicate the first begotten. They will watch these things. Many will be brought in by envy, righteous envy. Many will see these things, but many will harden their hearts and stay in their places. But know this, I will have that bride, and I will have my church, and my church will experience the great outpouring of my spirit in these last days, saith the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah, Jesus.